Amsterdam FM. Er is een subcultuur ontstaan op eBay. Reflectoporno. Dan fotografie je iets waar je bloot bent. En dan zorg je ervoor dat het beeld van je naakte lijf weerspiegelt in het ding dat je verkopen wil. Ik dacht dat zoiets per toeval gebeurde. Maar de Duitse kunstenares Lotte Reinmann heeft er onderzoek naar gedaan en een artikel over geschreven. Ze spreekt nog niet zo goed Nederlands, dus we zullen het interview in het Engels doen. Good afternoon, Lotte Reinmann.
Hello.
Hello. Where does this hype come from?
Well, that's a good question. I actually have to say that I don't know where it comes from, but there was a it went viral in the early 2000s, and the images that that I have are found on websites like eBay, for example.
Yeah.
And what you see on the image first is that you have an object, and then you later on you find out there is a naked person in there, and supposedly what I found out when I researched the whole subject on the internet is that it's a kind of fetish. But during my research I found out that it's not really it's not really a practiced fetish, so to say, since after a long while of researching I couldn't really find any or get in contact with any of those people doing this fetishism.
but how did you come across reflecto porn?
Well, actually, I was doing a project on people that have a fetish for swimming in clothes that is called wet look.
Yeah.
And I was researching on the internet about fetishism that sort of go hand in hand with a camera, and that's how I came across this fetishism. And then I thought, wow, that's very interesting as well, and I saved it for later on, and I thought I would really investigate and maybe meet some people and talk to them. But as it turned out, there aren't really websites or platforms where they interchange images, for mm-hmm. example. So what I figured in the process of the making of this work was that it maybe just went viral in the sense of that some bloggers found some of these images and then blew the subject up a little bit, let's say.
And you tried to do it yourself as well, no?
Yes, because I thought maybe that's the last way or chance of how to get in contact with someone that really has this fetish, like, an exhibitionism, or that's what you would call it, I guess. So I took some myself and put them on the internet, on eBay. But the only reaction I got was that my eBay account was blocked. So I could neither through doing this myself, I could really find someone that was into this.
That's interesting. And it still happens.
Yeah, it does. But it's really not something I think that is as big as the internet or these bloggers try to make it. I would say maybe there is some people out there really practicing this, but I don't really know. Maybe even those images that you find on the internet are made on purpose to have something to talk about. I don't know. But I thought this was really interesting as well, that how people start playing with fact and fiction on the internet. Like, that's at least how I read it.
Yeah, that's in. Yeah. And did you find any specific countries where it's more popular than other countries?
Well, maybe due to my Google search engine, I found more on German websites, but I think there's also English and in the Netherlands and America, I don't really know, but yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit more prudish than
maybe. Maybe that's why, but as a matter of fact, I have to admit that most of the images I actually found not on websites like eBay themselves, but just on these fun blog websites.
Exactly. So you have to really try and find. Basically, if eBay deletes them, then you won't find them.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe especially also because I think when it really started or like being viral on the net, I think that is almost 15 years ago. So maybe by now they like all these websites like eBay or whatever there is, Marktplatz, maybe they have people, you know, searching their sites and blocking accounts to avoid these sort of misuse in their sense.
yes. No, I think that might be the case. Thank you very much, Lotte Reimann, and for all your explanations.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.